This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's a typical Wednesday night at the Florida Avenue Brewing Company in Tampa's Seminole Heights neighborhood. The Allman Brothers play on the stereo, a Rays game is on the TV over the bar, while a pretty sizable crowd fills every stool, chair, even the couches along one wall. Then something unusual happens.
Okay, can everybody hear me? Awesome. So, welcome to night three of Pint of Science. We got a great night for you guys tonight.
You heard right. She said Pint of Science. Beers and biology, ales and anatomy, ciders and, well, you get the idea. USF Research Associate Pamvir Bahia is Operations Director for Pint of Science US.
The purpose was to bring scientists out to a fun environment for the general public so that they could share their research and allow the public to be able to speak to the scientists in question.
The event was created in the United Kingdom in 2012, but has blossomed into an international festival. For 3 days in more than 70 bars in over 20 cities across 6 countries, scientists shared their work, hopefully in everyday English or whatever their native tongue is.
So this is another technology that I invented to create plasma.
For attendee Christina Brock, a graduate student in the USF Cancer Biology Program, it was a different way of seeing research and researchers presented.
Like, we're not people persons. Like, you can't have it all, right? You can't be good at science and be good at talking to people. So it's never like this. It's never really posed as a conversation. It's never really presented this dramatically or this with the focus on the interesting, and I think this is an amazing thing to introduce to the community.
Tampa and St. Petersburg had the largest number of speakers among the 5 American locations. 18 scientists and researchers from USF, Moffitt Cancer Center, and private companies spoke at 4 bars. If you wanted to, you could have caught a talk about neurons on Monday, weather on Tuesday, and wrapped it up on Wednesday with Dr. Matt Ewart speaking about the deadly infection sepsis.
So I had to also invent a biomarker that can tell me within 10 minutes whether you have an infection or not and what organ that infection is.
I was admittedly put off a little bit by the reference to alcohol because science always, to me, seems like something that has to be very serious.
Ewart, formerly of USF Center for Biological Defense, now runs his own company, Imagine.
But then I immediately recognized the value in coming into an informal, relaxed environment and talking to people who may not be steeped in the particular topic that we're covering.
He adds that the scientific community has a great need to explain to the public what it is they're doing.
Where their tax dollars are going, why there should be so much emphasis in the schools on science, why the things we proclaim in the media, why those things should possibly guide their lives. There needs to be some justification, I think, and this is a good way to provide that.
So it turns out that, let's take HPV-16, which it's one of the nastiest of the virus types.
That outreach aspect also appealed to Dr. Anna Giuliano, a Moffitt researcher who focuses on the human papillomavirus, or HPV.
What's nice about this opportunity is that we have a chance to really have a dialogue. So I can throw out some basic concepts. Here are the issues. Tell me what you think, and now let's talk about it, and let's see what questions come up. And so I think in terms of conveying information to the public, this is a much better venue for doing that than standing up with a 45-minute lecture in slides.
And some of the biggest questions about HPV center on the prospect of vaccinating young people to protect them from a sexually transmitted virus that can cause cancer. That's where an open discussion, like a conversation in a bar with an expert on the subject, can really come in handy.
It's good to hear what the opinions are and some of the fallacies that are out there, some of the truths that are out there, and help to resolve those issues for people. And so presenting in a setting where you can actually have that give and take really is very helpful for controversial topics.
And the community sipped it up, at least in the Bay Area, where organizer Pamvir Bahia says around 500 people attended the festival.
We're over the moon by the attendance, by the feedback we've got from the people, and also from the speakers who said they had a great time doing it.
As for next year,
we're hoping for bigger and better. I mean, it's the American way, right?
If you'd like to see pictures from Pint of Science, as well as links to the festival's international webpage, visit the University Beat link at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.